Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. My word of the year is uncomfortable, which means basically I try to challenge myself every single month. And one of the things that Jane said to me this year is you need to, what was the term? You need to open your chakra. You need a...
I said, you need to clear your chakras.
I go, I don't even know what that means.
And I was like, I don't either, but I know who can do it for you.
Okay.
No, I said, you should really try Reiki healing. Reiki
and I said, I have no idea what that means.
And I said, me neither up until when I did it. And I am a true believer in this being another addition to your wellness toolbox.
Okay.
So years ago, when my mom was sick,
yep,
I was going through a really stressful time in my life. And so I went to the gym and I fell down in the gym class. And it was just because I stressed out my body. I stressed out my brain. I was laying down. This woman comes in. She puts her hand. I said, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. She put her hand on my forehead and my neck, and all of a sudden I started bawling, and I said, who are you and what are you doing? And she said, I'm a Reiki energy healer. I said, I don't know what that is, but I know I need you. So from that moment on, she was coming over and she was doing Reiki energy healing sessions on me, and I was just in a really tough place. And so, you know, I always say you got to take care of your physical health, your mental health, and your spiritual health, which we forget to take care of all the time.
Right.
And I'm telling you, not spiritual like I go to church every Sunday. Spiritual as in the soul and the spirit that lives inside the vessels, like our bodies. Right? Pretty
right.
Deep. And so for me, when I can, that Reiki healer moved away and I wanted you to try Reiki, I met a new Reiki healer.
How did you meet the new Reiki healer?
Well, once again, I was in a weird place. I was just worn out and tired, and I was going on a 3-day trip, and I was driving in an Uber to the airport, and my Uber driver said to me, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm sick. I'm losing my voice. And she said, And I go, you're a Reiki healer. She goes, I am.
You did not say that.
I just knew she was special in some way because she could feel the energy around me.
Really?
And she shifted the energy in the car.
So you went to see her, and now she is sitting across from us.
So months later, I said, can we work together? And she said, yes. And then I said, can you sit across from me right now at a radio station? And she said, yes.
Yes.
Terry Kirsting is here, and she is a Reiki energy healer.
Yes.
I think the first thing we need to explain is, what is Reiki?
Reiki is basically, there's a definition, a Japanese definition of Reiki. Rei meaning higher power, ki being life force energy, just similar to a Chinese version of qi. Most people have heard of qi.
Yeah.
So what it is everything in the world is made out of energy, and Reiki is just life force energy, the flow of it that goes right through us. It's in the universe, and it flows right through us. So Reiki itself is a practitioner allowing and helping facilitate the flow of energy through the body in a healing capacity, in a stress relief capacity, and relaxation.
Isn't that cool?
Can you explain what chakra is? Because I just learned all of this in the first quarter of this year.
Chakras, and I'm keeping this all very simple, chakras are just power vortexes within our body.
In your body.
Yeah. There's 7 major ones that most people, there are more, but 7 major ones.
And you open those chakras, right, when you do the Reiki healing?
Not necessarily. When I'm doing Reiki, I will actually go over the chakras, and I will get a feeling for if they're open or not. So you may have some of them already open, but oftentimes they are a little congested, is the word I usually use.
Okay.
And I'm able to then help to eliminate the congestion, and then it will allow to flow more pure, very freely.
Energy, then when you say flow, the energy through you. Now, there's naysayers out there, like, what are you guys are? This is ridiculous.
This is the craziest radio I've ever heard.
But I do believe that there's something to it, and because physics, is all about energy.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Physics 101, everything in the universe is energy. And a lot of people, I don't know how far you want me to go into this, but, you know, the physical things that we can see and touch is just a denser, lower vibrational energy, whereas there are things in our universe that we all are aware and acknowledge that are invisible. We don't see them, but they're at a higher vibration. Easy ones would be radio waves and microwaves. Emotions are in that category right there.
Okay.
And you can't see it. And then there's a range, a lower range being your lower density emotions like anger and stress and anxiety. Higher range being joy and happiness and positivity.
Sure. You want to be at a higher frequency.
So can we harbor bad energy from decades ago that we may be just carrying around with us? Like, I don't even know if this is true, but if someone's, oh, my knee hurts, does your knee hurt because you've got bad energy from an accident you had when you were in high school? No.
You know,
I don't know.
I think we don't really necessarily and when I say all Reiki practitioners bring their own intuition and bring their own uniqueness to this, so mm-hmm. I'm speaking for myself.
Sure.
I don't define it as, is this a way past thing? Is this a current thing? Unless while I'm doing Reiki, I'll get a little picture in my mind or a little scenario, and I'll share it with the person if they're free. And it may be something from the past.
Oh.
So it's not necessarily, it could be. Oftentimes, it's usually kind of current.
So were you born with this? Is this a gift that you were born with? How do you become a Reiki healer?
You become a Reiki practitioner. I was born always very highly sensitive.
Okay.
So back when I just would be so, as an empath, basically, as a definition or high sensitive, I've always been very sensitive to other people's emotions, and to the point where I would take it on and I would feel people's pain or I'd feel people's discomfort. It was a natural, and then I became a holistic health practitioner about 20 years ago. And as I'm having sessions with people, I started picking up on people's, I'm like, have you been feeling really sad lately or really angry or whatever it was, and they would break down. My clients would break down. So I'm like, okay, there's something to this, and it can be very beneficial to add this into my session. So I then started understanding, okay, this is what's going on. I'm an empath, intuitive, everything. So when I was introduced to Reiki shortly afterward, divine timing, I said, oh my gosh, I need to know what this is about. So I started taking the course. I took level one. There's like three levels. And then I'm actually a Reiki master teacher, so I can actually teach Reiki.
And you knew right away this was your calling. Just like, I got this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those things that you just resonate. It's just anything. We're all unique. There's something we just resonate with, whether we're real creative. Oh my gosh, it's just the gamut, you know.
So for people listening that have never heard of a Reiki healer and don't believe it right now.
So wait, do we say Reiki practitioner? It would
practitioner.
Be energy healer, right?
Yeah, energy healer can be different modalities.
Uh-huh.
A Reiki healer, okay. Reiki practitioner is specifically Reiki.
Reiki.
Sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. I took the first step, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about our session and who showed up during mine. But what would you tell people that are very closed-minded, that I want people to be more open-minded in life? That's the reason that I chose the word uncomfortable, so I could just tell them, just try something new. If it's not Reiki, try something else. But what would you tell them to try Reiki? You have to have an open mind to do it, first of all, right?
If someone, in order to benefit from it most, it helps if you're open-minded, yes. What I usually tell people, and especially if it's something that they've never heard of before, I just, in a very gentle way, just explain, imagine you're upset about something, and a friend of yours comes up to me, or a loved one comes to you, and they put their hand on your back or on your arm, and all of a sudden, what do you feel when someone does that?
You feel love.
Right, feel love. That's exactly what it's like when you're receiving Reiki. The most common thing I have people tell me is that they just feel, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm light as a feather. I feel like I don't have all those worries on my shoulders. They feel so relaxed and very in tune. So what's happened is we've raised their vibration so much. again, I'm sorry, I'm talking, you know, how do I bring it down to layman's? I've basically, everything just feels so much lighter
right.
in their energy.
But
and
I like
so relax.
To raise their vibrations.
Right.
I want to walk around with my high vibrations.
Oh.
If I can get there every day, I would.
So do I.
But we can't. I mean, I think the biggest thing, we'll come
yes,
back. We're
going
to take a break and we're going to come back and talk about deep breaths and the whole thing. We need to breathe. We're going to breathe deep now.
I'm very
we?
Guarded. Yeah. Terry Kirstein is here, the Reiki healing and energy work. Where can people find you?
TerryKirstein.com.
Okay.
TerriKer.
Only one R.
Yes, we
right.
are. That's right.
When we come back, we'll talk about, since you were coming on the show, you came to my house and you did a session with me and someone showed up.
we're going to talk about this.
I can't wait to tell
he
this story. That's coming up next on 720 WGN. Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios at 720 WGN. Terry Kirstein is in studio with us. She is a Reiki healer, Reiki practitioner. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I think that's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know the right words either.
I think it's okay to say healer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
I was a skeptic, and Jane's like, just try it, see how it goes.
Because I wanted you to be open to
I
it.
I was open. You came to my house, and I thought to myself, okay, what was it, 45 minutes to an hour session?
Yes.
I thought. If I fall asleep, it's a nice little nap. I mean, that'll be fine.
You said to me before, in the beginning of the day, you're like, I just want to relax. And I said, Pete, just don't have any expectations.
I had zero expectations.
I said, just let it happen and just see what happens. Because I've seen people have big reactions.
You have.
I have seen people receive Reiki. And my producer on Living Healthy Chicago had a mini Reiki session. And I saw her have a very big release, which was really cool and interesting. And she was floored by the whole process. And she was very skeptical. She had no idea. She said, Terry, she said, I thought she was going to find out that I had, you know, allergies and there's a little clogging. My lungs are full. You know, just
right.
Like, oh, you have allergies. And she's like, it wasn't that at all. It was like, I really felt a release. So, and she was very emotional. It was great.
So let's walk people through the session. I was laying on my couch and you were standing over me. You told me to close my eyes and take deep breaths.
Yes.
And why was that? Why did you have me do that?
Actually, deep breathing, we now know that it literally in energy terms, it raises the vibration, all right, of the body.
Okay.
It helps your body to relax more.
Yes, it does.
I need to do that more.
Deep breathing.
I'm gonna turn my mic off and I'm gonna deep breathe.
Everybody
deeply
needs
right now.
To deep breathe.
Yeah.
And then you said just relax and clear your mind.
I just wanted you to become as receptive as possible to
right.
what was going to happen.
And I did.
Yeah. Kind of.
I did it first. And you're like, are you resisting? And I go, I don't think so.
Well, what was happening is I wasn't started much, 10 seconds. Do you see anything? Are you feeling anything? And he was just like, I'm like, it's okay. Just let it go.
He was asking you the question.
It was like not even 10 seconds in. What do you see?
Well, I didn't know if I was supposed to be quiet or ask questions, you know. So I got to a point where I was relaxed and I fell asleep for a few minutes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I did.
Mm-hmm. And it was is that allowed?
Pardon me?
Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah. I told
them. Well, you can't help it.
Yeah.
I never fall asleep. Well, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, you just get, some people just get so relaxed.
Yeah.
I was
good.
So relaxed. And then I woke up and you started talking and you're like, just clear your mind. And then pictures started coming through my mind, which was the weirdest thing. And one of the pictures was my wife's family's lake house in Wisconsin. And who showed up? You said, there is someone standing here. And I go, okay, great. Who is that? And what did you say? Do you remember?
Yes, I said, there's an older man. And I just described him. I said he has like a rounder head, a little bit of hair on the side. I was just describing him a little bit of hair on the side of the head. And he just had this jolly, like just this very peaceful, joyful smile on his face. You could tell he was just a man of peace and calm, and he just kind of was leaning back and just like looking at you very proud.
Or he had a practical joke. It was my father-in-law. hanging out at my house.
Well, I mean, you were just looking at his house in...
Wait, yes, and you said that, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
You were picturing his house in Wisconsin.
Their family has a lake house, and Big C, we call him Big C, his name was Chuck. He loved hanging out at the lake.
So that vision
and
came
that
in
vision,
your head?
It did, and it wouldn't leave. I was trying to get rid of it, and it kept coming back. And then you said it, I'm like, oh my God, what's he want? Is he judging me? What's going on here? And you're like, no, it's just, he's
no, I remember
out.
I also saw him kind of putting your, like, he was almost like you had a jacket on or something. He was right. Kind of making sure it was all straight and your tie was straight.
So
and,
funny. He's
and,
such
and
a
I
neat
said, does
freak.
That make, does that make sense? And he said, yeah, he was a real neat freak.
He was a neat freak.
Really?
He always commented on people's clothes. It's like, oh, you want to straighten that tie? I'm like, yeah.
And so he was straightening your tie.
Oh, yeah, he was there. Mm-hmm. But he was still, he had his hands on his shoulders, said, I am proud. It was like he was, I'm proud of you. He was just so.
I have chills.
And then there was something else you said. You're like, do you have a problem with your hip? What's going on?
Wait, so you go hands hover?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, right? My hands hover about an inch or two above the body. And as I going down the chakras, so then I was down at the abdominal area. I'm like, okay, this is really, there's a lot of activity going on here. I go, any issues with hip? Because I don't know exactly what it is. And I'll ask the person, like, are you having any symptoms of anything or right around this area? And no, but I do have to go to the bathroom.
I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I'm glad you said something. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
And then I'm like, I'm thinking, okay, it's not that bad. I'm like, do you need to go? And he goes, yeah, can I go? And he's like, no.
Did that screw up the session?
Just disrupted it a little bit, but we were almost
she
there.
She shrugs her shoulders like, meh, yes.
But at the end of the session, I was very relaxed, maybe because I was laying on the couch, but no, it was so relaxing. And good. You do have this, I don't know if it's an energy, something about it that you feel good.
Yeah.
You really do.
I always, when I leave, I always feel like my throat is wide open. Like I can breathe, like take really full breaths. Like I always just notice that my throat gets really wide and open. And then you feel like, when we had our Reiki session, I just felt very empowered.
Did you see anybody or anything happen?
Everybody. I saw everybody. There was like a whole crowd of people hanging out. So there was not one person, but Terry's like, there was like a kindred spirit with me. And then there was a bunch of people. Because I asked before I went into the Reiki.
I talked
to all my angels and I said, who wants to show up? And literally everyone showed up.
So did you relax yourself before you went in?
No, I was nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, I was nervous too because you don't know and you don't know what to expect. And I think there's too, like a lot of people, oh, I'm a Reiki practitioner. And I just truly believe that you have to work with the right person. You know, and we met and we had talked a couple times and I was like, okay, yeah, she knows what she's doing. And I'm not going to find somebody out of the yellow pages, I don't think.
And
you know?
Some of the takeaways that you said before you left is you need to do deep breathing, which relaxes yourself, which I already knew, but I think we all need to practice that.
A lot of us know, we were hearing about how meditation is good for us, how breathing is good for us. But if you understand it, I've now realized that energy is my measurement, my unit of measurement.
Right.
It's like everything is energy. So now people, if people can, this is part of what I'm doing beyond just Reiki, is trying to teach people. If you understand this, breathing, what you're doing is literally just raising your vibration. Same thing with meditation.
Yep.
You can be gardening. You can be tinkering with the car. All these things, how do we help ourselves to raise our vibration? Reiki is one tool that we can use. It's not the only one,
right.
But it's a wonderful one that, and actually if you do Reiki 1, anybody can do that. We can do Reiki on ourselves. Even without doing Reiki training, literally, if we're feeling any area that's just bothering us, or we're just heartache, or just calming, just put your hands on your heart. Like,
yeah.
We all have energy that's coming out of the palms of our hands.
Pete asked me if you had a hot wand. Does she carry around a hot wand? And I said, no. And he said, her hands were like heat. There was heat coming out of her hands.
It was.
I said, it's the energy that's
yes.
coming through. And you just pointed to the center of your palm.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's where it heats up. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm a believer now. It's good. Now, I'm a firm believer in the whole breathing thing. I really am. And we need to practice that.
And I know we have to break, but the interesting thing is that Reiki practice is finding its way into the medical field. And people that are going in for surgery will have Reiki?
Before and after surgery, they're doing it. Oncology wards, I know my father was in, and they were offering Reiki to him. So
yeah,
it is definitely coming
right
out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Terry Kerstein, TerriKerstein.com.
Yes.
It's great to see you again.
Thank you.
We've seen each other twice in 1 week. Are we going to hang out next week?
I would love it. And I'm revamping my website, so if you go, just give me a week or two. But yes.
You got it.
Yeah,
all right.
No, it's good. And you're working on a book, too, so we'll have you back when that's ready to go.
Thank you.
You bet.
It's good stuff.
I know.
All right.
Thanks, Terry.
720 WGN.